Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170 The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to www.sdcarb.com if you have a vehicle that needs better fuel mileage, or if it's a race car and you want to go faster, or if it's a show car and you want that carburation and distributor system looking just like it did back in the day. Stan has all the parts and pieces. Trust me, they're all hanging on the wall. So if you've got that type of an issue and you need help, just go to sdcarb.com, talk to Stan, and tell them that we sent you right here off of KCBQ. All right, Michelle was up at Paris Auto Speedway last night
for the
last race of the season, so she's going to give you her perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was the Sprint USAC Sprint Car Championship. They're still going to be racing coming up. They got the Bud Light. Let me get the name right here. The Budweiser Oval Nationals starting on November 7th through the 10th, but next weekend they have Pass Car Champions Night. So last night was sprint cars. They had senior sprints and the young guns, but the Pass Car, Street Stocks, Super Stocks, and all that, that's next week. So they got one more week, and then they've got the Oval Nationals. So last night, oh my gosh, the racing was great. There were tons of people there. There were, I think, 22 or 23 cars in the main. So it was a pretty packed straightaway. They did a nice parade lap, four wide. It was great. It was really a great night. Not too many yellows, surprisingly, in qualifying or the main. And turned out that two guys from out of state took first place and third place. So Justin Grant won the main sprint car event. He's out of Indiana in the number 19 car. And you remember Damian Gardner, who's called into the show. He got second place in his number 4 car. And third place went to Thomas Mess. He's in the 77M. And another local racer, Brody Roa, you remember him, the Pride of Garden Grove? He took fourth place. And then we also running a lot of the racers who called into the show, including Jake Swanson, he was running. And the guys who are in the John Dory cars, oh, I forgot their names now. So they've called in the show before. And then going around the pits, talking to everybody, and just, it was great. It was really a fun time. And Joel Rayborn, who's a friend of our show and calls in, he's the 16-year-old racer in the 12B car. He took 18th. Not bad for being 16 years old and competing against guys who are from all over the country. So on You Auto Know, I posted a bunch of pictures from last night, including the winner of the main, and it's really awesome. It was a fun night, great weather. They finally put me on the media list at the gate, so I didn't have to hold up. I mean, last time Brittany and I went, we had a little bit of a hassle, but Brittany will be glad to hear that from now on, we will go right in. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so did you hear anything more about, no? Okay.
Now we got Bam Bam Fangmeyer. He's going to call in at the Paris Auto Speedway segment here in about,
all right,
oh, I don't know, say in about 25 minutes. So I'm sure he'll probably give us a little bit of a closer.
Yeah.
Did he race?
I don't think so. I didn't hear his name.
Did he do the announcing from the inside track?
I think so. I heard Scott for sure.
Yeah. Well, usually if he's not racing, he's usually in the infield doing that. Play-by-play.
Chris Holt was walking around, so I saw him.
Yeah, I think, well, he's promoting the Oval Nationals, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was doing interviews with racers, too. Yeah, he was going around in the pits and interviewing everybody.
Well, that's good.
It was a great night.
Yeah, well, like you said, one more race. Plus, if you keep track of ParisAutoSpeedway.com, you'll find a whole lot more.
You know, I tried to look at the results from last night on their website. They didn't have it up yet, so maybe check back at ParisAutoSpeedway.com.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have Dirt Dude call in the next segment. They finalized their race last night. And actually, everybody hung around and stayed late for a trophy presentation in lieu of, renting a hall and, having everybody come in and sit and then do the trophy thing. I kind of like the idea of doing it at the track. It takes a lot of pressure off the drivers and their families and their sponsors because they're all there anyway. So it's kind of like, it's a little easier on the drivers because some of the drivers come from out of town and to come down to San Diego or even Ramona, wherever they hold it, and have a banquet and awards ceremonies. I think doing it at the track amongst your peers really is the best way to do it. So, and looks like Brittany Sandoval got third place in the season, if I'm not mistaken, or if I didn't read that trophy properly.
I thought that's what it said on the trophy, but she just sent us the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's a possibility because, like, one thing that Brittany did better than most, and that was stay out of trouble and be consistent.
Yeah.
She entered every race. She finished every race. Yeah. She trailered every race. She didn't get in trouble. She didn't crash into anybody or cause any mayhem.
Yes.
So that's, I think that's the perfect way to climb up the ladder.
Exactly.
And, so she should be extremely proud of herself. No fans or buts about it.
And last night in a field of 12, she came in seventh.
Right.
Woohoo. You go, girl. And she's the only woman as far as I can tell from this list.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I, like
looks
I said,
to
I
me like that's it for last night. So, well, and as far as the points, John Isabel is up there at the top, but guess who's number three in points? Miss Brittany Sandoval.
That's what I say. That's how she got the. That's how she got her trophy.
Look at that! Very proud. Proud of our girl who co-hosts this show from time to time.
Right.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Very impressive. I mean, and she was never. She never. I don't think she was really chasing points. I don't think that was her concern
not
as much
at all.
As it was just going to the event, having fun, and driving.
Yep.
And the fact that she got a nice trophy. Mm-hmm. Hope she takes it to class and shows it to her kids.
Me too. But yeah, as far as just getting on the track and putting your best ride out there, she says she had a very dedicated crew. She trusted in her coach and channeling the right mindset and consistent driving.
Right.
Then all paid off.
And I think she learned every time she went out. And that was one of the things. I think that's one of the reasons why women do as well as they do because they just don't go out and race. They actually, study it. I just got yelled at by Dirt Dude for letting him know that Brittany got third, but hey, he can embellish upon it. He'll tell us
more about it, how she raced.
How she actually got to it. Because he's watched every one of her races. So if anybody knows how she gets there, and he should be calling in anyway, not giving me a hard time on phone. And Brittany just texts us and says, it'll be on my desk tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
God, as big as that thing is, you're going to have to either look around it or get a ladder
to be
able to talk over it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then she can explain to the kids about dedication.
Well, there's a lot of learning skills to get where she got.
And I think you're right about women. We take direction and we will actually listen. I think we're pretty good listeners.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a break because Dirt Dude should be calling in as we speak. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer, right here on KCBQ.
On Racer Radio.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. whether you're buying new or used. They will treat you just like family. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but about 85 to 90% of the cars that they have on their used car lot came from customers, not the auctions.
Auction. Yeah.
So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Plus, any car you buy on the lot that's used can be serviced right there at El Cajon Ford. They have a quick lane service where factory trained technicians can work on your vehicle no matter what the make or model is, and you'll still get the great prices that you're so used to getting there at El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Big, big supporters of Barona Speedway, and we can't thank them enough for all their year-round support of Barona. And with that being said, we've got Dirt Dude on the line. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Not too bad. What are you going to do for the rest of the year?
The rest of the year, next 5 months, man.
Sleep.
That's what I said. What are you going to do? You going to come in and hang with us?
I'm probably going to have to. I'll do a couple desert trips, and then I'll have some monster trucks starting up in February, and I don't know. Watch a lot of reruns and, try and catch up on racing whenever I can.
Yep. Well, it sounds like it. So last night sounds like it was a good time. And how did that work out doing the awards at the end of the show? Did everybody really like that?
Yeah. It kind of just ended so that way you're not coming back January, February, in the next year. I mean, it's nice to do on a big banquet and everyone gets all dressed up and you come back, but a lot of people are like, they're already checked out doing stuff or made plans after the holidays.
You have to remember the banquet is only good for a very small handful of people.
Mostly just the winners, and then the people, the top five usually in the division are really going to be there for that.
I get it. But I know I've sat in the audience and watched other people win, and it's not the most enjoyable evening. So it's kind of, I think, a very smart way to do it, because you would get it at the banquet too, and that's your peers. Your peers are the ones that are the supportive ones, and the fact that you won the trophy, you won the whole series. But if you didn't win it, then you got to go spend money on that. I mean, I think it's a smart move. I mean, I'm sure there's pro and con. But I think it's where the awards should be, and that's at the track.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times at the track, and we've done a couple times at banquets. And it's mixed both ways, so you change it up every once in a while.
Maybe every 5 years, do it at a hotel.
Yeah. So, last night actually was pretty good. We had over 700 fans. We had 14 mowers show up and 65 cars. So it was a good turnout by everybody. Our junior sprints went with the open comp because they were done with their season. Caden McGowan had a big wing on his car, and that car just ran really strong in the open comp division. The Mini Dwarf Masters, PJ Sexton got a main event win, and Charlie Carty and our Mini Dwarf Sportsman's got a main event win. I'd like to give a shout out to everyone, our rookies of the year in the pure stocks. We had Jason Saunders. That kid just moved up a year and a half ago from the small track, one of our junior drivers, and he's racing on the big track now. Also the same with Cade McGowan. He got the Pro Pony Rookie of the Year. Shane Sexton got his seventh main event win last night, and he was the Rookie of the Year in the stock ponies. Jerry Anderson was the Rookie of the Year in the modifieds. The Streets' Tanner Paquette, I think you might have talked to him or his dad before. Mm-hmm. And the Dwarf Cars was Jacob Colton was Rookie of the Year. Junior Sprints, this is the overall. I'll save that for the end because it's the overall championship for the divisions. Mm-hmm. Last night, California Lightning Sprint showed up. Dominic Del Monte got a main event win, and it was a good battle between him, Jared Kramer, Bobby McNowich, and Brent Sexton. So 21 California Lightning Sprint showed up last night. So it was a good group. Good turnout.
That's awesome.
We had two different lawnmower divisions. Some guys came all the way out of Arizona to race with us.
Lawnmowers.
Pretty fun. they had like a regular GP class, and it was pretty much you had to have the mower deck on it. The mower is pretty much a stock mower with a single cylinder. You could build it. You could kind of lower it a little bit, but, it's a limited class. So you're really kind of limited on what it was. Wyatt Rich in the 10 got a main event win. And then we went into the super mod lawnmowers, and this is pretty much, you had to have a stock cowl and one section of the stock frame, usually the middle section of the stock frame. Everything else is, you know, whatever you want to make of it. They had the twin cylinder motors in them, and they were just low and mean. I mean, they almost sounded like a drag Harley when they were going around the corner.
Really?
Down the straightaway. So, oh, man. The Gary Pabst is the one that got a main event win. And the last time they were out, the 16 Luke Pabst, which is his son, got the main event win. So it was back and forth, and, you know, just like they did last time. Dad actually beat the son last time, and the son beat the dad. So but the 16 of Luke Pabst, when he's coming out of turn four and into the straightaway, he can see him punch it, and the car just steps out. I mean, the car literally just is going down the straightaway sideways because it's got so much torque, and it's just going. So
did you strap one of those?
Watch them low hey,
did you strap one on? Did you go out and take one for a ride?
No one would let me, dude. I would.
What do you mean no one would let you? Did you ask?
I didn't ask because, you know, hey, it's not my equipment. I'm not going to go out and tear it up.
Well, no. I didn't mean you got
to
go 100.
I'm trying to do a show. I'm trying to do a show, you know? I'd be entertaining out there, but...
Oh.
You know,
everybody would
cover for me.
Everybody, well, during intermission, I would love
intermission.
To, yeah.
I don't get an intermission.
Well, you don't, but you could do put your headset on and just go out there. You know, you don't have to do a complete hammer down. I mean, you can go out and have fun with it because I know you want to drive one.
Oh, I there's a couple of things I drive out there. So.
They you drive them all.
We'll get back in the street stocks. Dave Capella got another main event win, seventh one for the night. Modified, Tarek Evans got his third main event win. Our pro ponies went to Dennis Taylor with a 14th main event win. I mean, he pretty much dominated the whole season. Then the stock pony was the seventh main event win for the 36 of Shane Sexton. So, and our pure stocks were the last ones that finished out last night. Christopher Evans got a second main event win. And our division champions was in our super stocks, the K9 Mad Dog, Mike Lerwell. Our street stocks was Paul Damberger. The dwarf cars was John Isabella. The mods was Royce Henry. Our pure stocks was Jason Aldridge. Our pony stocks was Russell Staley. And our pro ponies was Dennis Taylor. And last night, the dwarf cars were on their own, open comp thing. And they took off without giving me much information. But I did have Brittany was third in points when I did the award ceremony. Robert Peters showed up with an open comp car and pretty much just ran away with it.
Did he?
John Isabella's got a fast car, and I said, watch, this is what you're going to see how much difference these open comp cars are. John Isabella's got a real fast car. Him and the 91 Ryan O'Connor kind of matched even for points win, so those are two fast cars. John was leading, and then he just kind of flew by him a couple laps in and just, you know, took off. So that's how much a big difference it was. And to show you how cool it is that Brittany got third in points, Ryan O'Connor was second in points, and I think he had four or six main event wins. And John Isabella was first in points, and they had were tied almost pretty much for wins, four or six. So your two most wins were first and second, and Brittany was third. So I'm like, that's a great accomplishment. Wow. That means she was just a standing finishing every race.
Right.
Yeah.
Consistent. She showed up, she finished, she trailered, she showed up, she finished, she trailered. Stayed out of trouble, didn't get in any real, you know, didn't get in anybody's way. Super respectful driver, but yet consistent. And I think she learned every race because every race she would end up placing in a better location.
Well, it's nice because she didn't race last night, and I got to sit down and actually talk to her while we're watching, you know, the hot lap session. So we got to talk, and she was telling me a little about, you know, the learning lines, the learning of, you know, get the game face and getting into the whole season. She got late into the season, really started focusing on what she was doing. So, you know, she's talking about how she needs to change her focus and, you know, where she needs to be focusing more. And then hopefully next year, you know, win a main event, and me, you know, third in points is like phenomenal. I mean, that's great. Out of all the cars that we had out there.
Well, and here's the thing. She got third in points over the whole season, and she didn't even race last night. She was able to throw that race basically away and still come in third? That's huge.
Last night was open comp, so that means they'd already finished your points.
Oh, I gotcha. I was going to say.
Last night was a freebie on points because, like I said, they already finished your championship. That's why they went, bring whatever you want, and it's going to be open comps because there's no points being scored. So
yeah.
Guys are showing up with wings. some of these other guys had, like, these wedge-shaped dwarf cars. Then you could start running a different tire. So you can actually run like a sprint car tire, like the mini sprint tires, not just the normal, they're limited on size on what you can run on a dwarf car right. for a tire.
How was the show?
It was good. It went kind of long, got a late start into it, and it was just, a lot of divisions to go to. Mm. And then did the awards banquet afterwards. Had a band playing, had some food, gave out all the trophies, and then, just hung out afterwards and had some more food and just enjoyed the company that everybody had, for a while. And, because it's going to be, like I said, they're talking about looking at the schedule maybe sometime July, maybe end of July. So that's when they're going to come up with another schedule. So, but till then, we don't race till March. So, that's about 4 to 5 months we're taking off now. So, I got to thank the Salazar, Judy, and Todd, and Tricia, Troy, everyone. They really did a great job this year. Troy really brought some great tracks to us, and just Todd and Judy managing it, and then Tricia taking over for promotions and stuff. We had a great group of volunteers, from our scorekeepers to our flaggers to everyone working the corners, working all of our different sections. Staging, Nancy and Roger Harper. Roger took over race director, and Nancy took over staging after Debbie and Marv Chapman left. And it's been really great with them. They really took it over and really went with it. And like the whole banquet thing, Nancy did all the trophies. She found the people to do the trophies and did all that. She's been doing the trophies for the year since Debbie left. And there's just a ton of people at that track that just are just, making that thing go.
Right. Well, you couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, it takes a village, is what they say. It takes a village.
And then you had that transition, too, with the Racers Against Drugs thing going on, too.
Yeah, that's still going on. And the Hot Mess is taking that over and starting to work with it. So she was there last night. I guess she went to Arizona to see some family. So she wasn't really racing at our track, but she came to watch. And everyone's getting ready for the last race in Paris now, because I think a few of our drivers are up there racing for the Night of Champions, I think is what they call it, or something.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it should be a phenomenal time.
Yeah, I was talking to Shelley Wooldridge last night, and Dennis is going to run, and she wanted me to come back. I'm like, oh my gosh, 2 weeks in a row. I don't know.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, so you'll be keeping the website alive and well all throughout the off season. Maybe we can get some more drivers to come in. Maybe do some KUSI. Bring down some of the champions. We'll have a lot of fun. So you and I need to stay in touch. I'd love to have you in and hang out with us, maybe covering motorsports, even, from maybe you'll actually get to go and watch.
Well, Brittany's got a ton of contacts, so she's going to be making sure Perfect. Our drivers are calling in for the whole rest of the season until we start up again. So, we got some people calling in talking about what they're doing in the off season, what they're doing to get ready for the next season. So,
anybody that trophied last night, and you went down, what, for just first, second, and third each division?
I always started some of the divisions in the top 10, some were top 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying we need to get at least the first place guys. Maybe we can try to corral them and get as many of them come to KUSI and give them some on-air accolades.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Like I said, you'll know when the schedule comes out because everyone's going to be posting it.
Oh, yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, well, thanks a lot. Thanks again for being a phenomenal announcer at Verona. Trust me, you make it look really easy, and that's usually the sign of a good announcer.
Right. And he's such a great ambassador for the track.
Yes,
so well done, Dirt Dude.
Yeah, all right. Thank
you guys for having us on there and helping promote our track.
Always, hey, always.
Look forward to seeing you in a pair of long pants.
Never.
I thought so.
Yeah.
All right, folks, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Guess what? Bam Bam is on the line. He's going to tell us what really happened at Paris Auto Speedway right here on AM 1170.
And 96.1 North County, The Answer.
right, folks. Hey, welcome back. FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. www.parisautospeedway.com. One more race, if not a couple more. I know there's one coming up. And then, of course, there's the big one. We've got Steve Fangmeyer on the line. How you doing there, buddy?
Bam, bam. Are you there? Wake up.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing awesome. How are you guys?
Come out from underneath the car. All right. How are you?
We're doing great.
All right. So you were there last night at Paris?
No. We weren't. Sprint cars were racing last night. But we're getting ready and tuned up for stock car night next Saturday.
Yeah. Right on. So what are you gonna be running?
We got our IMCA modified all getting it finished up and ready to go, and we'll be trying to get a win before the end of the year, and had a lot of speed the last few races, just no luck. So hopefully we're going to turn that around and get a good race under our belt before we head out to Vegas in a couple of weeks to run the duel in the desert, the big IMCA modified race they have out there.
All right.
But, I'm really excited. It's been a long season, a lot of ups and downs, but next Saturday should be cool. The Night of Champions, they're going to crown the champions in every class. And then one of the things that you know, I absolutely love is interacting with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so at intermission tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, next Saturday, we're doing a trick or treat for the kids. So all the drivers will line up on the front stretch and bring candy. All the kids in costume can come out and trick or treat with everybody. It's just a cool deal. Great for the fans. We started a few years ago, and last year was just insane. I don't know anybody that had candy left at the end of it.
Wow.
It was just a great time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what we need to do. We need to get the kids in there, let them see the racing. And, you know, I didn't go last night. Michelle did go, and she was talking about it was just an amazing night. I had, you know, tons of folks, tons of cars, just great weather. But you're right. The race coming up, you know, is really, it's one of the races on your list of wanting to do well. Am I not correct?
Yeah. You know, you always want to do well, right? But if there's a couple of races that you earmark that aren't like big special kind of events, the first race of the season, you want to do good because you want to get that momentum going and hopefully keep it through the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And the last race of the season, you want to do well because you don't want to end the season on a bad note and then spend all winter going, well, what happened?
Yeah, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, so especially because it's not our last race, we're going to go run the duel in the desert. And that's just, you know, if you guys haven't been, if you're unfamiliar with it, get on Google or whatever, check it out. It's West Coast premier IMCA race between two classes, modified sport mods. There will be probably over 400 race cars trying to, you know, bid for 30 spots in the big race on Saturday night. We start practice on Wednesday, race Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it's just incredible. I mean, guys come out from all over the country, Canada even, and it's some of the best racing you'll see on the West Coast. It's incredible. But
what track is that at?
I was just looking. It's at the it's a Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's a big old half-mile track.
Gosh, but that's awesome.
I know there's a couple from, I think there's a couple guys from Verona that were talking about going. Mm-hmm. There's a few of us from Paris that are talking about going. You know, you tend to get a few from a couple of different racetracks that end up there.
Yeah.
And it's
so I'm sure tickets are probably still available, correct? Or does that track sell out?
100%.
Or does it
100%.
Sell out?
There's always tickets there. No, that place holds a lot of people, so there's definitely tickets available. And speaking of tickets, if you know, you were mentioning in the last segment, Shelley Wooldridge, she stepped up. She gave me some through her company, PRE 2.0. They have some tickets that are left for the race next Saturday at Paris Auto Speedway. So what we're doing is a couple of cool little things. If you go on our racing Facebook page, it's Steven Bam Bam Fangmeyer. Right now, there's a deal going on. We're giving away 4 tickets for next Saturday's race. And then we're going to do a couple of more things and give away more 4 packs of tickets. So if they get on there, like, follow that page, look for the post, check it out, participate in that. There's just a couple of things that you need to do, and we'll give those away in a couple of days. And then we're going to do a couple of more giveaways. So, you know, everybody get on there. And, you know, it's always cool for everybody to follow us. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to kind of keep in touch with what the racers are doing. I mean, maybe we're not here locally. But not only that, there's always stuff that we try and do and give back to our fans and thank our sponsors and stuff like that. You know, excuse me, there is no way that I'd be able to do this without all of the people that back us.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsor-wise and put their name on the car, you know. Andy and Casey, the Oil Twins, they started with me years ago, and they've been super supportive. Bill at Inland Rigging, his real name is Tommy, but he likes to call everybody Bill, so we call him Bill sometimes, too. we got, you know, Racing Plus, CP Carrillo, B&B Powder.
Oh, are you there?
Bam, bam.
Turn to the left. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. Put your phone in the air. Well, he sort of just kind of dropped out of sight, but I got a feeling he will be back.
There
you are.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah, lift one leg.
Yeah, I heard you the whole time. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, you need to lift a leg or something. I don't know what you got to do.
Maybe.
That Captain Morgan thing.
Yeah, but anyways, Inland Rigging, just amazing. CP Carrillo, Racing Plus, B&B Powder Coating, Behan Signs and Designs, Ibox Springs, Gold Fuss Racing Shots. And the list goes on and on. Shifty Illusions, that's keeping my that guy is just an amazing artist. Does all my helmets and FYE Motorsports, Construction Logic, Domestic Diesel. It's just incredible. Access Rod Ends. The guys that we have supporting us are second to none. And just like us, you know, they understand that without the fans in the stands, that there will be no races tomorrow.
Right.
So they like to give back to the fans too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So do you have your Facebook page? Do you have a website too, or do you just do everything through your Facebook page?
I have a website. It's on there. Fangmeyerracing.com. But the Facebook page is the best way to keep up to date. The website is on there. But we try and update the Facebook page as much as we can to kind of keep everybody going. But that's kind of the best way.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, right now we've got all these ticket giveaways that we just want to see a bunch of people there. It's a great way, you know, to finish off the night. For the season, it's not going to be as hot as it has been, and but I guarantee that the racing action is going to be just as hot. So
yes. So is the candy after the race with the trunk and treat?
No, it's intermission.
It's an intermission. Okay, so what candy
run the heat races.
What candy do you put in there?
Well, my girlfriend last year she likes to decorate for Halloween, so we decorated the back of the car. And this year decided she was going to step it up big time. So we've been putting together these little gift bags for kids that's got, you know, the autographed driver's cards and some candy and these little Halloween knickknack things. And, you know, they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool. I don't know how long they're going to last, but they're pretty cool.
So exactly.
Make sure you get there early.
Okay. Sounds good. And gates open at 5:00, right? That's the normal.
Yeah.
And then racing
first
at 7.
At 7.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's the when the heat races start. We'll practice and stuff before then. So it's, you know, if everybody gets there early, they can really partake and see everything from wheel passing, practice, hot laps, and then the heat races start at 7. And there will be, you know, all the normal classes, modified super stocks, street stocks, and factory stocks. And, if I'm not mistaken, you know, the points are pretty close on quite a few of those, so they can go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a lot of racing, for sure. And then if people want to look at the the results and all the other information about Paris Auto Speedway, they should go to parisautospeedway.com. And I also looked up while you were talking the website for if people are interested in going up to the Duel in the Desert to watch you race. The website for Las Vegas Motor Speedway is lvms.com.
Yeah, and there's a lot of information there. You kind of got to find your way to the dirt track page because there's at the Main's gift shop there in Las Vegas, you, when people go, you can do a tour of all the different facilities that Las Vegas Motor Speedway has. There's something like 11 different racetracks or something there between the Super Speedway, the drag strip, the dirt track, and all that. Right. So there's a lot to do.
Yeah, it's huge. I went up there. I was looking for the bull ring, and that's where the junior late models race. And so I go in there, and it is such a big facility. I mean, acres. That I drove around probably a good 5 minutes just trying to find the right place where the bull ring was. I mean, it's just so huge.
All right. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
We're going to have to cut you loose. We appreciate you calling in. Look forward to following you next year. And let's try to get you and the car and the crew down to KUSI between now and then once the season ends and you're all done. I'd love to, you know, get you on TV and let the folks know how great you are.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks,
Dave. All right, buddy. All
Thanks, Bam Bam.
All right, we're going to take a small break.
See you guys later.
Bye.
You got it. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is...
Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer.
Yep. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. They'll take care of all your vehicles, headlight to taillight. Great bunch of guys. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. And if you're in the racing world and you like to have those specialty hoses, those braided lines, well, that's there as well. Go to www.hosespecialties.com. Or call them at 619-562-4750. Hey, we got our old race buddy on the line, Norm DeWitt. Norm, how are you today, bud?
Doing fantastic, Dave. How you been?
So where are you?
I'm sitting in my living room.
For some reason, I thought you were at the Grand Prix, and I went to look for that email or the text because I CC'd Michelle, and she said that you weren't there, and for some reason, I've been looking, and I can't find it. So.
And then he said he was in a bar or something in Mission Bay.
Really?
I was in the Formula One meetup group. There's a Formula One group here in town, and we meet at a boating club on Mission Bay and watch the Formula One races.
Well, that's as good a place as any.
Yeah.
So.
So how did it go?
Well, you know, I guess spoiler alert, if you're planning on watching one of the later rebroadcasts, but Kimi Raikkonen won his first race in 5 years.
Wow.
You know, I'm a big fan of his, and so I'm so happy to hear this, but I know I'm going to be in the minority on that. But I love
him. He got out of the car, and Martin Brundle asked him, said, "So, are you excited?" And he says something along the lines of, "It's better than finishing second or something."
Well, yeah.
But the first win in 5 years, you'd think he'd be elated.
You'd think.
Yeah, like, in Raikkonen's universe, that passes for elation.
You gotta know the guy. So he's not going to be the guy who's afraid that he wrecks someone else's season or championship or win streak. He's not going to care at all.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool customer.
Yeah, and then
it was actually an interesting race. Once again, the aerodynamic issues regarding Formula One reared their ugly heads. In the end, I mean, Verstappen caught Raikkonen, and Hamilton was flying, and he caught Verstappen. But the problem is if you get within a second to get that DRS, the drag reduction systems on the rear wing of your car, which enables you to go faster. You have to be within a second of the car you're trying to overtake for it to trigger on, and you get within a second, and you get this big run down the straight. You're not quite close enough to pass. But then in the following corners, you're in the wake of the car and the air wake of the car in front of you, and your front wings don't get the air they need, and the car starts to push and your front tires start to overheat, and you have to back off and let your tires cool down and then get another run, and it just continues on and on like that. Earlier in the race, it was the same thing with Hamilton. He caught Raikkonen, he was on new tires. Raikkonen was on old tires. And, you know, admittedly, Raikkonen was driving a very wide Ferrari, but Hamilton could not get by with brand new tires.
Well, I understand they had a third compound. They had, you know, the soft, intermediate, and super soft. Is that the first time they – I don't remember seeing that tire in the series.
Each time they have a race, they have three different compounds.
Okay.
Sometimes they even have things now called hyper soft. So, I mean, I think there's something like seven different available compounds, and they bring three of them to any given race that they think will be the
– Oh, I see. So you can't, the driver doesn't – or the team doesn't choose them, the
Well, they can choose between the ones that are brought to the race.
Right. But yeah, the Formula One decides what they're going to bring to the race, kind of like what Goodyear does when they bring a tire to a race. They bring what they think will give you the best, you know, performance and longevity. So yeah, that makes it. But I'd never seen the Super Soft.
My guess would be that that's Pirelli that's making the decision.
Sure.
As to what would be the three most likely appropriate tires based on their previous record at the track. I mean, last night was a tremendous motorcycle Grand Prix of Japan, and the championship was decided in favor of Marc Marquez, which is no surprise to anybody. But yeah, it was once again a very close race, and Dovizioso was leading most of it, and right near the last few laps, Marquez got him. And then Dovi was trying to plan his last lap attack, and he low-sided it with a couple laps to go. But it was exciting, really exciting racing. And so we've had two good races this weekend.
Wow. And what was he riding, for people that maybe are not aware?
Marc Marquez rides the Repsol Honda, which is the factory Honda bike.
That's an amazing bike.
Oh, yeah, Dovizioso rides the factory Ducati.
Right. Yeah, but that Repsol Honda, man, that team, they've got it figured out for sure.
Well, Marc Marquez is an alien.
But aren't there always, the Schumacher was an alien. I mean, he's an alien. And speaking of which, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but Michelle and I were talking about this last week. Have you heard anything on Schumacher's condition? I know...
Not a peep, and I'd probably be the last one to know. Probably the only ones that would know would be his family and closest friends.
So it's probably not good then.
Well, we all know it's not good.
Yeah.
The question is it irretrievable?
Right.
And the longer it goes with no good news, then, obviously less likely it is of a recovery. But.
And who would have thought? I mean, because there was a guy that was a true machine. I mean, let's face it, and then to have something like that happen is just tragic. So,
Mike Hailwood got killed when he had an accident in running into the back of a truck on the road.
Yeah.
And Mike Hawthorne, the British world champion, 58, he was killed street racing Rob Walker in his Jaguar.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways to accidentally screw up and take yourself out, and skiing has got to be one of them.
I think it's top. You were going to say something, Michelle?
Oh, I was just saying, just back to the Formula One race, Hamilton tried to overtake Verstappen, but he was not having it. As one, my friend who's there at Circuit of the Americas texted me.
Yeah.
Who would not have it?
Who wasn't having it?
That Verstappen was not, Kimi was not having it.
Yeah, Kimi just widened his car out with it, so nobody could get her. But that's a super hard track to pass on anyway, isn't it?
It's got a really long back straight, so you would think that if there's a curve zone in Christendom that would work, that the back straight at COTA would have to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. So a front straight's pretty long, too. It's just that going up the hill and making that hard left turn, it kind of gives you that pucker power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that back straight's the real long one.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. You know, I mean, every once in a while you get a course like in that Formula One track in Azerbaijan over, you know, one of the, which I think is in, I don't know, Uzbekistan or whatever. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure which one of the stands. But that one has, it starts out really twisty on this street circuit, and then it picks up speed, and it ends up with one of the longest straights in Formula One on the street circuit, and that ends up being a real madhouse in turn one when the cars come down there with their curves, some of them with their curves open, and some of them, or excuse me, with the DRS open and other ones without.
Yeah.
So there's no question that DRS is a wild card that makes it a lot more interesting.
Does the fact that Lewis Hamilton came in third have anything that'll affect the manufacturers or the constructors award?
You know, Ferrari has been tripping all over themselves lately, and Vettel did it again today. Him and Ricciardo banged wheels, and Vettel spun on, I don't know, I think it was the first or second lap.
Right.
And so there's been a lot of things like that happening at Ferrari, whereas Bottas and Hamilton typically have these drama-free races, or at least without drama like that. And so they just keep piling up points. I think it's over, really. I mean, Hamilton, I think, was one or two places away from clinching world championship today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's pretty close to game, set, match. And I'm glad to see Kimi Raikkonen get kind of a going away present.
Mm-hmm.
He's being replaced by Leclerc from the Sauber team.
Who was it? I think it was a Ferrari. I was just walking out the door and I had it in the background. And he came out of the turn and it just shut off. And he pulled off the side of the road. And
that was Daniel Ricciardo in the Red Bull.
What's up with that? Did they ever figure out what the cause was, or just power failure?
It could be so many things, or gearbox, but it didn't sound like gearbox. It sounded like power unit. And it could, you know, if I had to guess, it didn't act like there was big holes coming out the sides of the block.
Right.
It sounded more like just the engine management system decided to shut it off.
And what's with his boots? You know, I seen it where he was out of the car and he was wandering around, and it looked like he had leggings on. Did you see that?
I think what they were was a Formula One boot that was tried to make it to look like a Texan boot.
Yeah.
Like you were riding in on your
hump. I gotcha.
That's funny.
Know,
okay.
they tried to come up with something that was just a special theme for the race in Texas.
Okay, so it wasn't just me, because I'm thinking, why would you... That is so silly.
What a get up.
Hey,
well, thanks, Norm.
Norm, thank you very much for taking time out of your afternoon. It's always a joy. Look forward to talking to you down the road, and don't be a stranger. Anytime you got news, make sure you tune in, right?
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye, Norm.
All right, folks, FM 96, 1 AM 1170, The Answer. Stay tuned. Gun Sports Radio is coming up, and I've got the man in the house, Mr. Dermisi. He's going to lock and load and tell you everything going on. Right here on The Answer.
Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio Network.